So last game of the season, take me through some positives from the season.
Positives, man. A lot of young guys got a lot of reps, man, for the season. You know, in particular, our quarterback, you know, he had to step in. I didn't think he was going to be ready to play this season. You know, I didn't want him to play, but with Ant getting hurt, you know, it forced him to get better. So in my eyes, it makes us better next year. You know, he already has, I think, 4 or 5 games under his belt. So he's going to be 4 or 5 games ahead of schedule. So offensively, most of our guys, pretty much all of our guys come back on offense, and we got to replace a few guys on defense. But, I mean, I'm very optimistic about the future. You know, I think we've learned how to play 4 quarters of football now. It sucks that it took, you know, late in the season. Our defense really got good at the end of the season, but then that's when our offense kind of sputtered. So we'll be all right.
Then tell me about Anthony and the rest of your seniors and what they mean to this team.
Ah, man, those kids are going to be hard to replace. You know, like I just told them, they were the foundation of the program. You know, they were the ones who stuck it out and could have transferred, could have done whatever else they wanted to. But with Ant, Dion, Cartion, TD, you know, those guys really, you know, bit down and bought into what we were trying to instill in them. You know, it's more than football with us. It's more about family. You know, we've taken summer trips. We went on college tours. You know, for them, you know, I think the future is bright for them. You know, most of them have a chance to play college football if they want to, whether it's on D1 all the way down to NAIA. You know, that's my goal, is just to get them to school and let them have fun for the rest of their life.
Thank you, Coach.